Welcome back into Sports Call on Tiger 95.9 FM and on the Tiger Communications app. JJ Jackson, thrilled to now be joined by a good friend, Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers, kind enough to stop by and chat with us here today on this Thursday. Andy, how are you today?
JJ, I'm doing well, getting ready for a huge, huge weekend of Auburn football against Ole Miss Saturday night.
How did the voice of the Auburn Tigers spend a bye week?
Last Thursday, a week ago today, my wife and I went to see Auburn soccer against Arkansas. And then Saturday, we went out to Auburn baseball and just watched the exhibition game against Clemson. So we were able to catch a couple of things, caught a movie, but for the most part, took it easy and watched some Auburn athletics.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Baseball, again, exhibition versus Clemson. Any big takeaways from that, Andy, getting to see that club here in the fall?
Yeah, I was pleased with the way Auburn hit the ball throughout. And each time Clemson made a move, Auburn seemed to counter that. You know, you saw several pitchers in that game for Auburn and none for a long period of time. But, you know, it was 12 innings long, and I liked the way Auburn looked in that game. They're in the midst of their Orange versus Blue World Series right now, and that'll wrap things up for fall ball. But, you know, several of the transfers catch your eye. Sonny DeShera, certainly, especially with his walk-up music, yeah, which is eventful every time he comes to the plate. So I think this is going to be a fun team to watch, but they've got to figure out the pitching as they get ready for the 2022 season.
That was kind of a good way for you to get used to these new players.
Right. No, it's great. It was, and I like the fact that the NCAA is allowing teams to play these exhibitions now, where you're not having to play always a D2 school or a junior college or something like that. You can face a Clemson, and from what I gather, Auburn will go to Clemson next year and play one of those games. I think it's good for both. Gives you a really good idea in the middle of your fall ball, and it gives the fans an opportunity to come out and see. And I thought it was a really good crowd. It was a beautiful day for baseball.
I saw pictures. Yeah, it did look like there was a good crowd that came out on hand. That's awesome. Andy Burcham is the voice of the Auburn Tigers. He's joining us here on Sports Call today. As you mentioned, Auburn football plays Ole Miss on Saturday. We had Tiger Talk last night. What'd you learn last night, Andy, after talking with Coach Harson?
I learned that we may see Owen Papo out at the game Saturday. My gut tells me probably we'll see Owen out there. Of course, that could change before Auburn laces it up on Saturday night. I think there is still a battle at the left tackle spot between Troxel and Zierer at this point. Killian looked really good, I thought, in that start at Arkansas a little under 2 weeks ago. I thought he played very well for Auburn at left tackle. So it'll be interesting to see who starts the game Saturday night. Just listening to Coach Harson talk about it, both of those guys are battling for that starting spot. So those were the two takeaways from a personnel standpoint. It will be good if it happens. It will be very, very good to get Owen Papo back in that linebacker spot, because those linebackers are going to be busy against this Ole Miss offense.
Without a doubt, this Ole Miss team is so talented offensively. They can score points in bunches and that sort of thing. I think that's got to be the biggest key is can you kind of slow down the offense a little bit?
Yeah, and I'm not sure you can. I think as much responsibility goes with the Auburn offense as the defense this week, because the offense has got to find a way to try and keep pace with this Ole Miss offense. And that was, quite frankly, you know, 2 weeks ago when Auburn went to Arkansas, we were wondering the same thing. I mean, sure, that was an Arkansas team that in that loss, that one-point loss to Ole Miss, it scored 51 points. So how was Auburn going to be able to slow down that Arkansas team and score points against that Arkansas team? Well, Auburn did both. You know, Auburn held Arkansas to in the 20s rather than the 30s, and Auburn won that game. I think that this is a better offense that Auburn faces on Saturday. Matt Corral is a better running quarterback than KJ Jefferson for Arkansas. Corral is a better pure runner. He's not just a physical runner. He's their leading rusher, for goodness sakes. And when he passes, he's been spectacular this year. 15 touchdowns and one interception for that guy. Now, Bo Nix only has one interception this season as well. So it's going to be very interesting to see. I think the atmosphere is going to be great Saturday night. It's going to feel like football weather. It will be the coolest weather that we've had for a game this season. And I'm really looking forward to the atmosphere at Jordan-Hare Stadium Saturday night.
So much is made about this Auburn offense being able, as you said, to keep up with that Ole Miss offense. If they're scoring points, you got to score points as well to keep the game competitive. And we've talked a lot about the running game for Auburn. Kind of flipping through the numbers, Andy, it surprised me looking at, you know, the conversations that the Auburn running game has been struggling over the past few weeks. And I think there is some merit to that. But if you look at where they rank, they're still in the top half of the league in yards per attempt. They're just at the absolute bottom when it comes to rushing attempts. They're just not running the football, Andy. And I was a little surprised at how drastic that drop-off was, because that makes way more sense why it feels like the running game has been a little bit less effective, because they haven't been getting as many carries.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's been Auburn's game plan going in against an LSU, a Georgia, or an Arkansas, or if that's the way the game unfolded.
Fair.
You look at the LSU game, and Bo Nix is extending plays and was very effective. In the Georgia game, I mean, we're talking about the best defense probably in the country in Georgia. I mean, everybody struggles against that Georgia defense. Let's just face facts. That's an outstanding Georgia football team. And then you go in against Arkansas, and I thought Auburn was a little more balanced against Arkansas. No, neither Tank Bigsby or Jarquez Hunter rushed for over 100 yards in the game, but Tank still scored two touchdowns.
Sure.
In the game, and Auburn had another rushing touchdown when Bo Nix capped things off on that second to last offensive drive, the last scoring drive for Auburn. So it's not the rushing game that we saw against the Akrons and Georgia States and even Penn States of the world. It has changed a little bit. I think this offense has evolved a little bit. I think part of that is that Bo Nix has gotten better as this season has gone along. He's a better weapon for Auburn from an offensive standpoint, throwing the football. He was spectacular at Arkansas. It interests me that as well as Auburn played in that game at Arkansas, that coming out, the big concern is, well, Auburn can't run the football anymore. Yeah. Well, Auburn still won the ball game, still won a game against a top 25 team on that team's home field, and did what it needed to do when it needed to take time off the clock on the last drive, that last scoring drive, when it took over 6 minutes off the clock and basically put the game away. Auburn did exactly what it needed to do, whether it was throw the ball or whether it was run the football. So I understand people's concerns about it, but you look at the way Auburn has played these last three or four ball games, this team's getting better. It's getting better, and I think that's the bottom line.
Andy Burcham's joining us here on the program today. He's on Twitter at ABurcham04, always sharing the latest things going on with the Auburn Sports Network, including Tiger Talk last night. We mentioned Coach Harsin, but you guys also spoke with Cadillac Williams and then Roger McCreary, Andy. Anything jump out to you from those chats?
Well, you know, Roger did the media yesterday as well. He met with the media in a Zoom call. And he didn't know that he was being talked about as a first-round draft pick until yesterday. And I guess the ESPN guys are starting to come out with that. Todd McShay and others are coming out. And he's listed right now as among those that will be a first-round pick. And he wasn't aware of it, I don't think, until yesterday. I think he was pleasantly surprised to hear that. He's a really soft-spoken guy. You know, he's a very humble individual. He and the rest of the Auburn cornerbacks are learning to play more zone than they did under Kevin Steele. This Derek Mason offense, you play more zone. And Auburn's, you know, there have been times, I think, where Auburn, well, you could tell Auburn was learning to do that. And I think they've gotten better at that of late. But he's a delightful guy to be around. And you look at him and the way he presents himself, he just doesn't strike you as that guy that could be a first round draft pick come this spring. So he's fun to be with. He's an interesting guy to talk to. Cadillac Williams talked about the running back room. We talked a little bit about his career at Auburn. It's hard not to talk to Cadillac about his playing days.
Yeah.
They're not that long ago. They may seem like that, but they're not that long ago But he was fun to talk to. We also talked to the Auburn cross country coach, Aaron Kent, as they get ready for the SEC championships tomorrow morning in Columbia, Missouri. And then, of course, Coach Harsin was on with us last night.
We're talking with Andy Burcham here on the program today about all things Auburn athletics. Listen to Auburn football on Saturday on FM Talk 93.9, beginning with the Tiger Tailgate Show at 3 o'clock. As we sort of transition our conversation, Andy, getting closer to basketball season, 12 days until the official tip-off with a regular season contest.
Yeah, I was starting to do some prep on that, getting my boards ready for Auburn and Morehead State. And Morehead State, you know, Auburn plays an exhibition game a week from tomorrow against Southern Indiana, and Morehead State plays an exhibition game. And so we'll learn more about both of those teams during those exhibition games. But Morehead State comes in, and then, you know, it's ULM, and then Auburn goes to South Florida, and then Auburn goes to the Bahamas and plays in that battle for Atlantis and gets UConn right off the bat. Neither Loyola, one of the darlings of the NCAA tournament, or one of the national powers in Michigan State in the second round. So there's not a lot of time just to you know, put your toe into the shallow end of this football or this basketball season. We will talk basketball on the Tiger Tailgate Show Saturday. Coach Jay will be joining us on the stage. Johnny Harris, the Auburn women's basketball coach, will be with us. We're going to talk some swimming because we're going to have both Ratty Gaines and David Marsh on the stage at the same time.
Wow.
On Saturday. So really looking forward to that. Devin Aromashadu is also going to be joining us. I'm trying to remember our other guests, but those are the three different segments that jump off the page at me. Really looking forward to seeing some of these folks. And I think the atmosphere Saturday is going to be just spectacular.
Yeah.
With the weather and the you know, it's Auburn's first game after the open week. It's a home game. Auburn hasn't been at home in quite, well, hasn't been at home since Georgia. And so I think Saturday is going to be it's going to be a lot of fun to be around that ballpark.
It's a big weekend as well. Auburn volleyball take on LSU tomorrow night. And then they're clearing out the arena and bringing the basketball team in for a little inter-squad scrimmage. And we're finally getting that dunk contest that I think people are losing their minds, Andy, if they weren't going to be able to see that.
Well, you know, and they really wanted to do the dunk contest at tip-off at Toomers. But as we were going through Tiger Talk that night, just even on the table that we were using, you could start to feel some of the condensation. And I thought to myself, ooh, this could get a little dangerous on the court.
Sure.
And they tried to warm up with a couple dunks, and it would have been dangerous to do it. It'd have been foolish to do the dunk contest. But Bruce Pearl has found a way for his guys to entertain the masses and have a good time. And so, yeah, we're bringing a bunch of people in town for the weekend, and we're all going out to watch volleyball tomorrow night at 6 and then sticking around for the scrimmage and the dunk contest tomorrow night. Don't forget tonight as well, Auburn soccer closes out its regular season, the Iron Bowl of soccer at Alabama, in a huge match for both, a win for Auburn, and they get that first round bye at the SEC tournament coming up in Orange Beach. So, yes, it is a big weekend. Equestrian will host South Carolina. That's one of the traditional battles that takes place Friday at 3. So a lot of action, of action in and around campus this weekend.
You're so good at memorizing every single event, Andy. I know you talk about it all the time, but it's impressive to sort of sit there and listen to you.
I have the schedule right here.
That's awesome. Well, look, as we sort of recap and wrap things up, I want to talk about tip-off at Toomers for a second too, because you're out there kind of doing the announcing on the fly.
Yeah.
With the fans on hand, the dunk contest had to be sort of canceled. Flanagan starts shooting on one foot.
Was that amazing?
Oh my gosh.
Especially in that left corner. He couldn't miss from that corner. I went to practice the other day and he was out just taking some shots on the court, and nothing strenuous. Obviously they're being very careful with how they bring him back from this Achilles injury. And I think it will probably be December, mid-December at the earliest. Now, maybe he'll surprise us. But tip-off at Toomers was terrific. It was a beautiful night one, and the crowd was outstanding. We had great weather for it, other than the moisture on the court. Sure. But I thought it was a fun night. And that's, you just kind of fly by the seat of your pants when you're, you know, you let BP take it when he wants to go. And then you kind of wrap things up, but it was fun. It was a fun night. And I think we'll see a big crowd tomorrow night at the arena as well for the scrimmage and hopefully for the volleyball match as well at 6 o'clock against LSU.
For sure. Should be an awesome weekend as we get ready for Auburn football, the big event on Saturday. What a big win it could be for Auburn to improve to 6-2. Let's just close it with this. Auburn wins on Saturday if what, Andy?
One, it cannot turn the ball over. This is a really good Ole Miss team. This team leads the league in turnover margin. And they're at +7, Auburn's -1. And while Auburn hasn't turned the ball over very much, it also hasn't generated turnovers as well. So Auburn can't put the ball on the carpet Saturday night against Ole Miss. And Auburn's got to keep the crowd into it as well. You know, Georgia kind of took the crowd out of the game about midway through the first quarter. Mm-hmm. The crowd's got to be a factor all four quarters on Saturday. And Auburn cannot get caught up in Ole Miss's pace of play offensively. And we've seen Auburn struggle with that a little bit, where it doesn't keep up with the other team. And you see, you know, Auburn's trying to get guys on and off the field. It wasn't a factor at Arkansas. Auburn improved in that measure against Arkansas. And they've got to do that because Ole Miss is even better at pace of play. So those are a couple keys in my mind.
Appreciate you stopping by today, Andy. This was great.
Thank you, JJ. My pleasure, bud. War Eagle.
That's Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers, joining us here today on Sports Call.